We're here with Senator Deb Fischer as she traveled to Alliance today for a listening session. How are you doing today, Deb?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming out. How was your experience in Alliance today?
Oh, it's been great. I always love coming to Alliance. We had a tour of the Burlington Yard, which was just amazing to see all these locomotives, having a chance to go through the shop, visit with some of the employees out there and learn about the good work that they do. And then we had a nice turnout here at the listening session. So another good day in Alliance.
There was a lot of issues and comments brought up today, and one of them was about the EPA's Clean Power Plan. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's going to be a very, very expensive bunch of rules, and they're going to impact Nebraskans in a negative way. You know, here in the state of Nebraska, we are 100% public power. So the citizens own the power here in Nebraska. And when we look at these rules and the effect they're going to have, it's going to just really hurt Nebraska families. We're going to be paying off debt on power plants that may be shut down. We're going to be paying more for electricity. And that's going to have such a harmful effect on families.
There was also issues brought up about Obamacare.
You know, I continue to hear from people about really their bad experiences with the ACA, the hardship that it's causing them. They're seeing their premiums go up. They're seeing their deductibles go up. This was supposed to be affordable coverage. It was supposed to cover more people. We still have 30 million uninsured in this country. We had that before Obamacare was implemented. So there's, I think, a lot of negative effects that we'll continue to see as the years go by in the form of more taxes. People are already starting to talk about that. And insurance again going up and people not being able to afford it. You know, we need to look at how we can have insurance be carried across state lines. We need to look at healthcare savings accounts. All of those things that I talked a few years ago about when I was campaigning. Those are ways that we can really help the American people and provide them with good healthcare. The way the Congress decided to go before I was there, that's not the way. It was in a completely partisan manner too. You know, you've got to work with each other and work across the aisle if we're going to pass something that's going to benefit the American people.
Mm-hmm. You were talking about how when people contact you, it's best to contact you individually instead of a mass email. Talk to us about that.
Well, it's always important to listen to Nebraskans. Mm-hmm. And the best way I have of listening to Nebraskans is when I travel the state, so that's really important for me. When people ask me questions, it gives me an idea of what's on their mind, what's important to them, what they have concerns about. I love to hear good suggestions from Nebraskans. Sometimes when I get these mass emails, it's just some organization that sends out an alert to all their members saying, contact your senator. And while that may be important, it doesn't have that big of an effect, I don't think, on an elected official, mm-hmm. as if you write your own email to me. Make a call to my office personally. I want to hear what you think. I don't want to hear what an organization on either side of an issue thinks. What's important to me is what you as a Nebraskan thinks. So I just would encourage all your listeners, be sure and call our office, send us an email, and let me know what your views are on an issue. That's what matters to me.